So if I could just stop sinning, that'd be great. So dead people don't sin, number one. Number two, dead people don't have fear. Not afraid of anything when you're dead, right? Dead people don't have problems with condemnation. You can tell them everything about how sorry they were, and they won't feel one bit of remorse. Dead people won't gossip about you behind your back, okay? So there's a lot of good things about dead people. You say, why are you telling us all these things? Well, because Paul told us what we just read, if you were paying attention between the these and thous, what it was really saying to us, Paul was saying, when you accept Jesus as your Savior, when you say to Him, Jesus, I've sinned, and I failed You, and I need You to come into my heart and to forgive me of all my sin and wash me clean with Your blood, and I accept You as my Savior. He says, when you do that, you die. That carnal nature, that part of you that responded to sin, died.
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled, Are You Dying to Be a Christian?, which is part of the Spiritual Growth series.
God says, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. The only question is, are you going to win? The question has never been, what was God's final fate going to be? In fact, the question has never been, what was Satan's final fate going to be? The question always has been and always will be, what will your final fate be? Are you the one in 100?
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled, Are You the One in 100? Which is part of the Spiritual Growth series.
So, why is the anointing of the Holy Spirit so important? Because that smearing of the Holy Spirit upon your head is a marking upon your life that then draws the power of God's Spirit to that marking that He sees on you. Jesus said in the passage we just read, do you still have your Bibles open to Luke chapter 4? Look back at what we just read. Jesus did not say, the anointing is upon me. What did He say? He said what? The Spirit is upon me. Why? Because He has anointed me. He said, the reason the Spirit of God rests upon me and flows through me is because I'm marked. I'm anointed. I've been smeared with the power of God, with the presence of God. And the Holy Spirit recognizes that as something that He is attracted to.
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled, Contagious Anointings, which is part of the Spiritual Growth series.
See, long as you have wine in the wineskin, it's not drying out, it's not breaking, it's not cracking, it's not getting brittle, it's not forming these holes. No. The reason the wineskin becomes what he referred to as old is because it gets out of condition from a lack of use, from an emptiness. It's been empty for too long. Is this good? It's been empty for too long. You say, oh, but Mark, you don't understand, man. I love the Lord and I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, so I'm not empty. Well, but let me tell you what prompted me to even want to teach on this tonight. A couple of nights ago, I was at a service with some friends, and in that service...
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled, Deeper Steps with God, which is part of the Spiritual Growth series.
As I told you, last Sunday I preached a message on the palm tree. And the palm tree is an amazing tree, and there's so many amazing qualities to the palm tree. Let me just briefly say a little bit about the palm tree to you, since I was at a different church last Sunday when I preached that. And then I want to start talking to you about the cedar tree. See, the palm tree is the most wonderful and glorious tree. Actually, some people describe it as the noblest tree of the desert. desert, and the cedar is the noblest tree of the mountains. So these are the two trees that God has likened us to. The noblest tree of the desert and the noblest tree of the mountains. The palm tree has to grow roots very deep to be able to tap into the water supply for it to exist in the desert, in that hot, arid climate. Nobody comes along watering palm trees. How many of y'all know that? Nobody goes out to, we got to go back out to the desert tomorrow. We got to go water those palm trees. Nobody waters palm. How many of y'all know that? Both of you? Okay. Nobody. Y'all get out much? All right. Nobody waters palm trees. Palm trees have to look for their own water. And palm trees have some tremendous qualities to them. One of the things about the palm tree, I found out a scientific word about the palm tree, it's an endogen. And what that means is an endogenic plant is one that does not add on layers to the outside as it grows, but instead it grows from the inside out. It adds cells on the inside and keeps on elongating and elongating as it grows, but everything is done from the inside out. And I think that is so neat that we're likened to the palm tree, that everything is done on the inside, because sometimes we don't see the changes that are really taking place in our lives, or we don't see the changes in somebody else. We're saying, well, she did, you know, she.
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled Don't Water the Trees, which is part of the Spiritual Growth series.
Is a cause that Jesus has laid down his life for, and Jesus says, I don't want you to do anything until you receive the Holy Ghost. I don't want you to preach. I don't want you to have a crusade. I don't want you to hold street meetings. I don't want you to go witnessing. I don't want you to sing on a street corner. I don't want you to share your testimony with somebody. I don't want you praying with anybody. I don't want you ministering to anybody. I don't want you to do anything until you receive the power of the Holy Ghost.
The following is an explanation of how to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Very simple, very basic. The Holy Spirit's a gift. When you receive Him, you will speak in a new language. There's no ifs about it. You will speak in a new language. Now, when that new language comes, it may feel strange. I've had people to stop speaking in tongues and turn and look at me and say, no, that's not right. And I said, well, wait a minute. How many times have you spoken in tongues? As it was my first time. I said, well, how do you know that?
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled, How to Receive the Holy Spirit, which is part of the Spiritual Growth series.
The normal person, the natural man, works this way. The body receives a stimulus, whether it's through the eyes, the ears, the nose, the smell, the touch, all of the senses that come into your body, the body receives a stimulus. When that stimulus comes in, then that is what influences your mind, your will, your desires, and your emotions. Amen? That's what influences your soul, is what your body takes in. Okay? Now, the spiritual man needs to be influenced from the inside out. That it needs to start in your spirit and work its way out into your emotions, into your desires, into your thoughts, and eventually into your flesh. And we talked this morning about the fact that too often people think that the way to get.
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled Inside Out Christians, which is part of the Spiritual Growth series.
But now let's focus on this. If Jesus did not mean to literally cut off your hand or to literally pluck out your eye, then what was he saying? He was saying you need to be that serious about making it to heaven that you don't let anything stop you from making heaven your home. If there is a possibility that some area in your life is going to completely consume you and prevent you from living an overcoming Christian life, you need to remove anything and everything you possibly can so that you can make heaven your home, because there is nothing worth missing heaven for. Is that right? There's nothing. And that's why Jesus even said it's not even worth going to hell with two hands if you have to go to heaven with one hand. He didn't really mean cut off your hand. What he meant was that's how serious you need to be about your walk with God. You need to take heed thereto. David said, "With my whole heart have I sought thee." With my whole heart. How many times have we heard the expression half-hearted? Half-hearted means that a person really isn't serious about something. When David said, "Lord, I've sought you with my whole heart," what he was saying is, "God, I don't take this casually. I don't look at this in a nonchalant manner. I don't look at my walk with you as something that is just another little peripheral area of my extracurricular activities. No, God, I see my relationship with you as being number one in my life. It is the most important thing to me. It's more important than anything else in existence. I want to be right with God, and I want to make heaven my home."
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled "Keeping Your Way Pure," which is part of the Spiritual Growth series.
Now, there's three factors to every decision you make: motive, information, and wisdom. Now, if you have a deficiency in any of those three areas, you're going to make a wrong decision. How many of you here have ever made a wrong decision? Or I guess I should say, how many of you have never made a wrong decision? Because I just want to touch you, all right? Okay, so we've all made wrong decisions. Right? So, since we've all made wrong decisions, that means at some point the wrong decision was made because either we didn't have enough information, or either we had the wrong motive, or either we didn't have enough wisdom to use the information and the motive that were already right. Or we may have lacked in two or three areas, but at least one of those areas must be deficient in order for you to make a wrong decision. Now, the reason that you bought that car that gave you all those problems was not because that your motive was wrong. Right? I mean, you didn't go into a car dealership and say, "Look, I've owned several cars in my life, and every one of them has run perfectly, and I've always wondered what it would be like to have a car break down on you when you're on your way to an important appointment."
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled "Knowing God's Will," which is part of the Spiritual Growth series.
Let me say that statement to you again. Character is that quality which enables you to keep and be true to a commitment long after the emotion in which the commitment was made has left you, is gone. Does that speak to you? That's character. That is character. But let me tell you something. Loyalty has to be prioritized in your life. You cannot have equal loyalty to everyone. I can't be loyal to everybody in the same degree. I have to prioritize my loyalty. You say, "Well, what do you mean by that?" In organized crime, they test a person who wants... What I'm saying to you is loyalty has to be prioritized. And my loyalty to one person may not be as strong as my loyalty to another. And my ultimate loyalty has to be to whom? To God. I have to be loyal to God whether people like it or not. I have to prioritize my loyalty to God over my loyalty to anybody else. And after my loyalty to God, my loyalty should be to His Word. Is that right?
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled Loyalty, which is part of the Spiritual Growth series. All of the selections on this CD may be purchased in their entirety. You may do so by visiting the store on our website, markgorman.com. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you is our prayer.